The greatest joy in life is to begin. The greatest joy in life is to begin. We can procrastinate. We can put behind us the things that we don't want to do. But when we begin something, then life's great joy manifests itself in our world, in our being, in our life. And we are so happy because we are doing what we feel that is important for us to do. What's important for you to do? What's important for you to accomplish in your life? What would be the greatest joy to begin what in your life? Well, I would say one of the greatest joys is to begin saying, I am divine. I am divine. I am divine. Now, when I start saying I am divine, I am putting the greatest joy I could ever know in my life. Because what I am saying is that this being that I live in, this body that I live in, this life that I live, is divine. And it's wonderful. Now, what sort of expectation could I have from a divine life? What sort of experience could I expect from divine life? I can only expect the experience of happiness, the experience of joy, the experience of peace, the experience of wonderment, the experience of goodness from a divine life. When I look at other people and I make the observation, do I think they're doing divine things? Do I think they're living their divinity? Do I think that they're being divine? Now, that's a judgment, of course. But if I look at others and I see them living a divine life, that means I am looking with the eyes of a divine being to understand a divine life. I'm looking at a person from my eyes, and if I see them as divine, then I am divine. Now you say that's sort of giving yourself a pat on the back real quick in a hurry. Yes, it is. And it's a wonderful pat on the back. It's a wonderful way to live our life, to be divine, to be wonderful, to be fantastic. The greatest joy in life is to begin being who I am. Now, if I am divine, and I truly am, and everyone is, that's all that the world is made up of, is divinity, then I will be concentrating on the good things in life. I'll be concentrating on the beneficial things. I'll be concentrating on things that are uplifting in life. And when I concentrate on things that are uplifting, then I am acting in ways that are uplifting. I am acting in ways that are positive, that are joy. Yes. When I begin in anything, and I begin it from my divine center, I am acting in joy. And as I act in joy, what happens to me? What takes place in my life? What takes place in the world about me? What takes place in everything I do? Well, what takes place in everything I do is that I am wonderful, that I am beautiful, that I am fantastic, that I am joyous, that I am marvelous, that I am a happy, happy, happy person. No. You can be a happy person too, but you can only be a happy person if you choose to follow your divinity, if you choose to follow the reality that you are within yourself. Now, who is the reality that you are in yourself? Who is the divinity that you are within yourself? Who is the beauty, the wonder, the magic, the glorious being that you are in yourself? Well, if everything I do is good, then I can be sure I'm living my divinity. If everything I do makes me happy, fills my heart with joy, then I know that I have begun in a beautiful way. I have begun in a positive way, in a joyous way, in a fabulous way. And I have begun in a way that demonstrates my divinity, that demonstrates my goodness, that demonstrates my wholeness, that demonstrates the allness that I am. And when I do that, then everything is good and very good. But it's up to me to do that. It's up to me to make that demonstration. It's up to me to begin, and to begin by being good and very good, to begin by being wonderful and very wonderful, to begin by being fabulous and beyond imagination. This is who I am. This is what you are. This is what all is. When I begin, yeah, I can be sure that I have begun in joy. When I begin, greatness is in life, is where I have begun. What am I going to do? How am I going to say to people, I love you? How am I going to say to people, you're fantastic, you're joyous, you're fabulous, you're beautiful, you're wonderful? How am I going to say to people that I love you? I love you, I love you. How am I going to say that to people unless I say it from my divinity? Because if I say every being on the face of the earth is being a joyful person, then I must be joyful. If I say that every person on the face of the earth is a fabulous person, a marvelous person, a glorious person, then I am a fabulous, marvelous, glorious person. It's just the way the principle works. And the principle works that way all the time. The principle that way works that way all the time in telling me how wonderful the world is, how wonderful I am, how wonderful life is. When I look at my neighbor doing anything at all, if I see my neighbor doing good things, then I am doing good things. If I see my neighbor being a joyful person, then I am being a joyful person. If I see my neighbor who yesterday was not very kind being kind today, then I am being kind. I am not looking at what he was yesterday or what I viewed him as yesterday. I look at him only as how I view him today, as being a very wonderful, joyous being, as being a being filled with peace and love and harmony and goodness. It's my choice. It's my choice of how I look at the world and how I look at me. It's my choice of how I want to look at the world and how I want to look at me. I build up that attitude. I build up that habit. I build up that ability within me to see all things good and very good. This is the criteria that I choose to have for my life. To look at all the world and call it good and very good. The criteria for my world, the criteria for all the people in my world, I look at them and I call them good and very good. And all the people in my world look at me and call me good and very good. It's just a matter of where my consciousness is, where my attitude is, where my heart is, where my life is, where I am. And when I know where I am, and I know where my heart is, and I know what is important to me, then to begin is the greatest joy. To begin is the joy of my heart, the joy of my life. It's what I'm starting to do at all times. Joy is to begin anything in life. For when I begin anything in life, I look at everything and say, it is lovely, it is good, it is fabulous, it is marvelous. And I make that decision from within me. And that decision from within me is the only decision that counts, is the only decision that makes any difference in my world. For me to be joyful and let the joy of my heart be expressed in beauty and goodness. I don't remember the sadness of life. I remember the goodness of life. And as I remember the goodness of life, that's all that I build upon. That's all that I have my joy in. And that's what you are right now. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you. And you are are the joy of my heart, now and forevermore.